It's Daily Devotional.
Welcome to the Daily Devotional in the second hour. We're looking at Psalm 145. And today we're looking at verse 19. And to understand what he is or who he is, let's just pop back to verse 18 where it says, "The Lord is close to all who call on him. Yes, to all who call on him in truth." Then verse 19 says, "He grants the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cries for help and rescues them." David, I believe, is speaking from absolute personal experience here. If you go back to Psalm 40, you can see exactly when he was in the pit, in the mud and the mire, as he puts it, and tells you how painful that was. And he says here, he grants the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cries for help and rescues them. David knows this. And he's telling the truth, of course. He grants the desires of those who fear him. Now listen, desires is an important word to look at here. And so is the word fear. Fear does not mean to be scared of, frightened of. It actually means to be in awe of. To be in complete and total awe of Almighty God. Let me try and give you an example of what I mean. If you have an actor or a personality that you have a lot of respect for, you really like, or a major figure. I have one, for instance, Nelson Mandela. I am in awe of that guy. I love the guy. I love what he says. I love his thoughts. I love what he stands for, if you will. And so, therefore, in a sense, I'm in awe of him. But when I think of Almighty God, that awe is even bigger than that of Nelson Mandela, much bigger. And it's difficult to explain, but I am in awe of Almighty God, so therefore I fear Almighty God. And when David says he grants the desires of those who fear him, I don't believe this for a second that he grants all of the desires of those who fear him, because some of our desires don't match up with his will. And I believe, beloved, before God can grant any desire of our heart, that desire needs to match up with God's will for our lives. Because, you see, if I have a desire to be an exceptionally rich man, if that is the desire of my heart, the first thing I need to do is to question why that is a desire of my heart. The second thing I need to do is, why would God grant that desire? Unless, of course, that desire lined up perfectly with his will, because he wanted me to be a rich man because he knows what I would do with that money. I'm trying to give you an example here. He knows that I would be giving it to all the right places. That money would be going to the right places, to the right ministries, to the right people, the people who needed it. But you see, if I was a tremendously rich man, I'm not sure that would happen. And therefore, it doesn't become a desire of my heart any longer. And I know it's not God's desire for my life either. The desires of my heart, beloved, have to match up with the desires that God has for my life, for the will of God in my life. If that happens, then that will happen. You know, for many, many years, I've loved working on radio. And it's always been a desire of mine to have a radio station that was mine, if you like. Well, this radio station doesn't belong to me. It belongs to the people. It belongs to you, because you are the ones that are being blessed by it. And I am also being blessed by it. So it doesn't belong to me. But you can see my point here. But that desire to have a radio station obviously matches up with God's will for my life. That must have been God's will for my life, because God brought it about. It couldn't have happened without God. I know that. He grants the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cries for help, and he rescues them. Beloved, whenever God hears your cry for help, he will rescue you. If that were not the case, then it wouldn't be in the Bible. And in this particular instance, although David has got experience in this area, and God has delivered him out of the pit of hell many times, he's not just saying these words as mere words. He's not just saying, oh, look, God did this for me, so he's bound to do it for you. No, he's not saying that. On the face of it, you could see it as being that. But what he is saying is this. He's saying quite simply, if you fear God and you're in trouble, I know, because I've had personal experience, I know that he will deliver you from that trouble. Beloved, I can think of many, many times in my own life where God has delivered me from trouble when I have been in serious bother and I've needed God to get me out of it. And I'm thinking, nah, he's obviously working on another mission. He's gone somewhere else. He's certainly not with me. I can remember one particular time in instance. I won't, there's no point in me recounting the story. But I can remember a time when I thought that there is no way God is going to do anything to help me here. But he did. A miracle occurred and got me right out of trouble. I've never forgotten that feeling, and I've never forgotten what God did. So, beloved, I know that if you are in fear of Almighty God, I know that 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 I know. I know that he will deliver you from that trouble. I know it. And like David, he's had personal experience of this. I've had personal experience of this. But I want you to be honest with yourself, and I want you to search your heart right now. And I want you to think of that time when you were in trouble and you didn't think there was any way out, and God showed you a way out. Maybe God even pulled you out of trouble. I can remember getting a picture in my head of me being in deep trouble and me being in this pit, in the mud and the mire. And I remember this picture so vividly. There I was in this mud and this mire, and I'm looking straight ahead of me, and all I can see is this pit. I can't see anything else. I'm not looking behind, I'm looking straight ahead of me. And I'm in this pit. I can't get out. And something, beloved, told me to turn round, to look behind me. And I looked behind me, and I saw Jesus. And I saw that he was there holding me up. And I looked at his bright raiments, his white robes, that were now no longer white, they were brown with the and the mud and the mire, because he was there with me, in it with me. He was there, holding me up, supporting me, and I knew he would get me out, and he did. Beloved, there is nothing that God won't do to get you out of trouble if that is what you want. He will show you a way out. He will show you what to do. He grants the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cries for help and rescues them. Heavenly Father, I pray in the name of Yeshua for anybody who is listening to this broadcast right now, Lord, who finds themselves in that pit, who is in awe of you and loves you, but they are in trouble, Lord, be it financial, be it legal. Whatever that trouble is, Father, they are in trouble. I pray, Father God, that you shine your love down on them and show them that there is a way through, and to keep their eyes focused on you. In the wonderful name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We're going to continue worshipping now in spirit and in truth. Here's the great Jared Anderson from the album The Narrow Road. This is The Great I Am.
I want to be close to your side. So here